finance, go talk to Father McCabe and just say, "Hey, Father, what do you think about investing?" And just wind him up. And make sure you have a little bit of time, because he's really, before he was in the seminary, he was in finance, and he keeps up with it. He watches like the cable channel that just has like all the finance stuff. Is it like CNBC or something like that? So he watches that all the time, and he keeps really close track of it. But he's a really big fan of Warren Buffett, and just Warren Buffett's method of, and Warren Buffett, he has kind of this method that he uses for buying stocks, and it's really worked for him. I mean, the guy just gave away like $4 billion. You know, can you imagine that, giving away $4 billion and you're still in the top 10 of richest people in the world? That's pretty amazing. But the thing is that he recognizes, see, what he's able to do is he has kind of this method for recognizing a value in stocks. And so, like, when a lot of people are, like, they go through these, you know, like in 2008, like, everybody was going crazy, and everybody was selling their stocks, and Warren Buffett is sitting back, and he's like, "Hey, this is a great opportunity." These are, you know, it's like people were throwing away things, and he's like, this has value, you know, this... You know, it may seem like things are pretty bad right now, but he was able to recognize the value. So what happened is that, like, he bought all these stocks when they were like really, really cheap, and then it turns out that they had, you know, they ended up, you know, the economy took off again, and people started making money again, and all of a sudden now everybody, "Oh, that guy's a genius, you know, he made all this money." Why? And why can he do that? Is because he can recognize, you know, when everybody is throwing things away, he's able to recognize something of value and the value that it really has. Another example would be like Antique Roadshow. Grandma and I like to watch Antique Roadshow every once in a while. And you know, people bring these things in. And I have to admit, I don't recognize value, because something to me looks like a hunk of junk. And they say, "Do you know?" And they'll go through like the whole thing, and this artist made this, and blah 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, the price at auction is $250,000. And they're like, "Whoa!" You know, I probably would have just thrown it away because I didn't recognize the value of it. So this is the thing that Jesus is talking about in the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. So this merchant, he is able to recognize, kind of like those people at Antique Roadshow, he's able to recognize when something valuable, like Warren Buffett, when stocks, you know, when people are throwing things away, he's able to recognize when something has value. What do? They go and they buy it, because they know that it is something that is very valuable. And so for us, the question that it really we want to ask ourselves then is, what has value in our life? And because the things that have value are what we're going to invest our time in. They're the things that we're going to invest our money in. They're the things that we're going to want to do. And so when you think about, you know, what is it that has value? That really has value? And if you look at, you know, most of the things that we spend our time on, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you go out to a restaurant, you have a nice meal, you know, it's good, it's fine, you know, but, you know, after you're done eating, you know, you can't enjoy it anymore. You know, it's fleeting. You know, the pleasures of this life, the things of this world, even things like money, you know, they, you know, I have it, but, you know, does it really have value? What are the things that are valuable to our heart? Because the things that ultimately what Jesus wants us to reflect on is that the things in our life that have value are the things that are going to lead us to fulfillment as a human person. And ultimately, the only thing that can give meaning to our lives, the only person that can is a person. The only thing that can give value to our human existence is love. And in particular, it is the love of God, because our hearts are desiring something that is infinite, something that is eternal. We could possess all of the money in the whole world and still be miserable. I mean, just watch. Maybe not, but I mean, you know, you read in the newspaper online, and you read these stars, and they have all the money that you could ever want, and all these, you know, beautiful homes and fancy cars and fame and all these things, and yet they really come across as some of the most miserable people on the planet. And why does that happen? You know, why do so many of them end up going to alcohol or drug abuse treatment? Because they're looking for something. They're trying to find something valuable, something that doesn't, that's real. The only thing that is real, the only thing that has value, is love. But infinite love, because that never goes away. And so the only way that we can encounter this infinite love is through the love of Jesus Christ on the cross. And through the shedding of his blood, we enter into this relationship with him, and we receive that gift of love of the Father. And that's what fills our lives. That's what fills our hearts. And so we ask ourselves, what does it cost us to have that? Well, the answer is it's somewhat paradoxical, because it's a free gift, and that's the definition of grace. It's a free gift. But this free gift, it costs us everything. The merchant, what does he do? He goes, he sells all that he has, and he buys it. So this idea that, so what does that mean for us, is to sell all we have? It means that we have to have this freedom in our heart, because our heart only has room for really one thing. You know, it might be money, it might be fame, it might be fortune, it might be friends, it might be, you know, whatever it is. That's the most important thing. That's the only thing that we can fit in there. But when the most important thing, the most valuable thing, becomes the love of God, then it expands and it takes up everything else. It sanctifies everything else. It makes everything holy. And it makes everything else valuable. So that the money that I make, it has true value, because I see the true worth in not what it gets for me, but in what I can do for other people with it. So the question again is, what has value in our life? What gives meaning to our existence? What are we willing to sell everything that we have to possess? And there's really only one thing, there's really only one person that can provide that meaning and value for us, and that is Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's hard, you know. Sometimes it's hard to follow Jesus. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to do what he wants, because it does. It'll cost us everything. But at the end of the day, you know, when we see that only in being in right relationship with him, and only possessing his love, this is the only thing that really gives my life, that makes my life worth living, So let us really, really pray about that, you know, in a very real sense. And what is the most valuable thing for me? And let us pray that our hearts are open to allowing Jesus to enter in, and that we have this willingness to give up everything, to let go of everything, so that we can possess the one thing, the one person that truly has value, the love of the Father, Jesus Christ.